You good, Damon? Or we got to get him signed in.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, January 15th, 2019. I'm J.P. Matzekite, Chair of the City Utilities Committee. We want to welcome our newest member of the City Utilities Committee, Councilmember Hillis, who's to my far right, Councilmember Smith, old hat, yeah. Old hat here next to Mr. Hillis, and Councilmember Shook to my left. He is old hat, too. We do constitute a quorum, and I'd like to call this meeting to order. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda. We have a motion and a proper second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. Make a motion to approve. We have a motion to approve and a second. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. We are joined by Council Member Shepherd. We are at the proper point, and we have a motion to make Council Member Shepherd and a proper second vice chair.
All right. Do we have to electronically vote, or can we just say yay?
We can voice vote, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it.
The yay.
Congratulations, Vice Chair Shepherd. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
It's what you get for coming in last, right? It is an honor and a privilege. Mm-hmm. The next item is the committee goals. Santana has distributed the committee goals to everyone from 2018. Would ask that you review those and add any goals that you would like to for 2019 and get those to me so that we can circulate those and review and adopt them at the January 25th meeting. So if you could do that, that'd be great. Next item on the agenda is public comment. For items on the agenda, do we have anyone signed up for public comment? There is one individual waiting to speak. We're not sure who that individual is. Maybe Damon is. Oh, we have a new system. Great. Thank you very much. John Mitchell, you are signed up. Please, Mr. Mitchell, you'll come to the podium.
I'm here on behalf of my company, Hapeville Radiator, that we've done some work for the Hempfield Water Plant. I'm not the actual contractor. I would work for the contractor, which Hemp Hill Water Plant and Contractor Core Services had a falling out. I'm owed a pretty good deal of money on the radiators that belong to the generators. I have two radiators left at my shop now that are completed that need to be returned. And I'm holding those radiators until some form of payment is either resolved or can give me some sort of insight on what's going on. I've reached out multiple times to Miss Annette Bettis, trying to get her. I can never get her on the phone. I've talked to Mr. Fletcher at the water plant and tried to resolve this, and I can't get any help out of them. So the two redditors that I'm holding, I don't think anybody that's sitting up here or back here would release anything until you've been paid. The work that's in there now, there's five redditors in there now that I've done that I have not been paid for, and this has been going on since June. So that's why I'm here.
Mr. Mitchell, this is where you come and talk to us, but sounds like you've got a problem that's more than just you telling us what we need to know as people that sit up here. So we probably need to get you with someone in Watershed. And then I'm just going to ask you one quick question. Did you get the contract, or did you work for someone that had the contract?
I worked for somebody that had the contract.
Okay, so you're like the sub off of a big contractor. Okay, well, we need to get you with some people out in the hall. So are y'all okay if I just meet him out in the hall?
Yeah, let me
Council Member Shook had a comment.
Okay. I recognize you from the news. Mm-hmm. Is this now a legal issue?
Oh.
With Core and the Watershed Department of the City of Atlanta, I mean, it is.
So what that means then is for us to pursue this, we would have to go into executive session to hear from the law department. We're not going to be able to discuss a legal case publicly because we don't know any of the details,
right,
for one reason.
So. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it would have been in the news. I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Sure. Council Member Shepherd.
And our commissioner is here, so I would like, at some point, Commissioner Powell, I'm sure you're familiar with this, and you may know something about it. We're not asking you to talk about it specifically, but can you brief us and so that we can figure out what's going on in terms of this particular case? Come up to the mic. So.
Roger Mandari from the Law Department is here, so if you'd like to discuss the matters related to the contractors, I think I will leave that to the Law Department. But as far as Watershed is concerned, and what we have stated numerous times is we have 10 fixed generators serving this facility. We have redundant power from Georgia Power. There are two radiators that are being withheld. That's not impacting our ability to provide another layer of redundancy in the generators to this facility. So we are moving forward addressing the facility as we need to, but we have the generator capacity currently to address our needs.
Law Department, Ms. Bandari, do you want to make any comment at all?
Hi, it's Roger Bandari, Law Department. I think as you heard, there is a prime contract with a contractor. This gentleman, Hateville, is a sub. There are some performance issues we are working through with the prime before we can pay the prime, basically. The work, we feel, has some issues. Hateville's remedy, not to be their attorney, is to deal with CORE. We have no contract with Hateville, and it would be actually illegal right now for us to do anything with Hateville. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
I can tell that you're not happy. I didn't know that you had a... So I'm going to explain something to you just real quick so you're not mad at everybody in this room. I know you're upset, but when you... there's three branches of government. I'm going back to elementary school, but we're the legislative branch, and then there's the executive branch that oversees everything, and then we have that third leg, this is a checks and balance, and that's the judicial branch. And then the judge is over everybody. Once they tell us what to do, now everybody can file an appeal, but once the judge, so you're over in the judicial branch now, so you need to go to court and talk to the judge, because we can't even, now that I found out that you're in court, we can't even, none of us here can really talk to you, and I'm sorry. Okay, but I'm just letting you know, none of us can even, because of that lawyer thing. It's like that, I watch a show called The Closer, and there's a girl on there, and she says, once you talk to a lawyer, I can't talk to you no more. And that's really what's going on here. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. Next item on the agenda, we don't have any presentations, so we'll move to ordinances for first read. There are two ordinances. Santana, is the second ordinance, are we going to file that ordinance?
We can file it when we come back with it as a second read.
Okay, very good. Then if you'd read those first two in.
Item number one is 19-0-1015, an ordinance by City Utilities Committee authorizing the Chief Financial Officer to amend the FY 2019 Water and Wastewater Renewal and Extension Fund budget in the amount of $250,000.00 to transfer funds from the Watershed Reserve for Appropriations and add funds to the Toilet Rebate Program and for other purposes. Item number two is 19-0-1016, an ordinance by City Utilities Committee authorizing the mayor and her designee on behalf of the City of Atlanta to waive the provisions contained in Chapter 138, Article 2, Division 6, Section 138-60, entitled Flags, Banners, Signs, Displays of the City of Atlanta Code of Ordinances, to allow the Commissioner of the Department of Public Works to waive the banner deposit fee of $1,000 and 0 cents pursuant to Code Section 138-60A7 to waive the banner permit fee of $100 and 0 cents pursuant to Code Section 138-60A8 to waive all per banner and per day fees pursuant to Code Sections 138-60A8B1 and 138-60A8B2 for 2019 and to grant to the Mayor's Office of Cultural Affairs a permit to display banners for the Atlantic Jazz Festival in the public right-of-way.
We have a motion to adopt. Councilmember Shepherd. First read, yes.
So, as we get ready for the Jazz Festival, I do have questions, and I'll say this here. Well, not only the banners, but the budget for the Jazz Festival, and I don't think we've ever get a company to look at how much the Jazz Festival costs, the banners, you know, we're getting ready now, and we're getting ready, and I just want to throw a much more vetted, thorough look at the Jazz Festival. So I'm just saying that to you all. The banners, they pretty much go in a certain areas, and I've just got some questions about this, and so I'm going to abstain from voting at this point.
Okay. It's my understanding, Councilmember Shepherd, that we did adopt some legislation last year that would exempt the Jazz Festival from coming back to this committee. Is that correct, Santana? So this may not come before this committee in terms of the Jazz Festival, because
but why are they not coming back before if it's a week after the vote or something?
Yeah, this is the one that would be filed because the legislation that we adopted at the end of the year.
So where would it go?
So last year, Ordinance 1807-14, we adopted it December 3rd, amended Chapter 130 of the Code to administratively grant banner applications from the Office of Cultural Affairs for the annual sponsor city events, such as the Jazz Festival and Elevate.
You're talking real fast, Santana.
I'm sorry,
and you're not speaking into the mic, so you need
apologize.
To slow down so that I can understand what you're saying.
Last year, the City Utilities Committee had legislation before it, Ordinance 1807-14, which you adopted on December the 3rd last year. It actually amended the code so that legislation is not necessary to amend the code annually for a festival such as the Jazz Festival or Elevate to hang banners. So it actually amended the code to allow for annual city-sponsored events. So this legislation will be filed when it comes before us for second read. However, there is legislation in finance that's authorizing a transfer, I believe, $350,000 from it's not the hotel motel tax, I think it's the car rental sales tax, to the Jazz Festival. And there are some questions that some council members have relative to the budget for the Jazz Festival as a whole. So I can make sure to pass those sentiments over to Mr. Shook and also
Well, I'm just going to go on
Office of Cultural Affairs.
Record this year in terms of, I think that the Bureau of Cultural Affairs, sometimes they do things in silos and they don't come back and talk to the community, and specifically in terms of where it is and what we should be doing. And so to that point, I'm just, I'm not going to be supporting anything until I can talk to the mayor's office and folks about how the Bureau of Cultural Affairs do their business with the Jazz Festival. Thank you.
All right, we've read in the two first reads, and Santana, we need to vote on those.
Do we have a second to accept them?
You have a second to accept? Yes, we have a second. Mr. Hillis?
vote is open. We can take a voice vote.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you.
One abstention. Thank you. Council Member Shepherd.
So, Council Member, you're abstaining on both of the first reads? Yes, ma'am.
All right. Next item on the agenda are ordinances for second read. There are two ordinances which we've been asked to hold. Actually, one ordinance, 19-01-002, which is number 3, and the corresponding resolution, which is 19-R-3011, number 6. Those deal with purchase of equipment for $11 million, and we've been asked by the administration to hold those. So before we make that, I'll go ahead and make a motion to hold, but before we go ahead and move forward, I would like to ask the commissioner that when and if these do come back up, if you could please have a lot of detail around what equipment that is, how this fits into the overall plan for vehicle purchases, given the route optimization, what has that done to the number of vehicles that we would need? It's lowered it, we know that. And so painting the complete picture for this committee about how this purchase would fit into the overall needs of the department would be helpful. All right, we have a second by Council Member Hillis. Please prepare the vote.
The vote is open. The vote is closed. 5 yeas, 0 nays. Both items are held.
Next item is number 4, 19-01-005, and does that need to be amended to include some information?
Yes.
Do we need to bring forth the amendment?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to bring forth the amendment. We have a second by Councilmember Hillis.
What is the amendment doing?
Yep. This is to bring forward the paper, is that
to
correct?
To bring forth the amendment.
The amendment.
Yes. The vote is open. The vote is closed. 5 yeas, 0 nays. The amendment is before you, and the amendment reads an ordinance by Councilmember Marcy Collier Overstreet is amended by City Utilities Committee, authorizing the mayor her designee to enter into amendment number 1 to FC7680SS, a sole source agreement with Public Facilities and Services Incorporated for the continued maintenance and repair support of the automatic public toilets installed in 6 locations throughout the City of Atlanta, on behalf of the Department of Public Works, an amount not to exceed $170,000 and no cents, to extend the term of the agreement on a month-to-month basis for a period not to exceed 12 months effective July 2018, to authorize the payment of outstanding invoices, to waive the competitive source process requirements contained in Section 211-1187 of Article 10, Procurement and Real Estate Code of the City of Atlanta Code of Ordinances. All work will be charged to and paid from the accounts listed herein and for other purposes.
Before we hear from Ms. Alexander, I would like to recognize that we've been joined by Council Member Bond. Welcome. Ms. Alexander.
Good morning. Rita Braswell, Department
excuse
of Public
me,
Works.
Excuse me, Rita.
No problem. The amendment inserts language in the caption to pay outstanding invoices and updates the prior contract numbers in the body of the legislation. So this legislation, well, in 2007, the city accepted a grant in the amount of $1.5 million from Atlanta Development Authority, which is now Invest Atlanta, for the purchase and maintenance of 6 public toilets located in the city. They're mostly in the downtown area. These toilets are automated with a self-cleaning function and a timer, and monthly maintenance of the toilets are required. Public Facilities Incorporated is the sole vendor authorized by Exolu. Exolu is the manufacturer, and they're the sole vendor authorized to maintain the toilets. This legislation is required as the contract expired in July of 2018 versus a legislation date of November. We ask that this is granted with the intent that a new sole source agreement is presented for adoption correctly within the next two cycles. It also needed to ensure that visitors to the city for the Super Bowl have access to clean, functioning public toilets. And locations are City Hall, Piedmont Park, Fire Station 7, Woodruff Park, Fire Station 21, and there's one at a MARTA station.
Questions, comments from the committee? There's a motion to move it forward by Councilmember Shook that I'll second. Please prepare the vote.
We can take a voice vote, please.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The ayes have it. Move approval as amended. We're good with that? Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Next item is number 5, 19R3010. And is there an amendment that we need to bring forward? I'll make
yes.
a motion to bring forward that amendment.
Second.
We have a second by Councilmember Shook.
The vote is open. Vote is closed. 5 yeas, 0 nays. The amendment is before you. And the amendment adds the task order and the Department of Procurement summary. This is a resolution by Councilmember J.P. Mazakite as amended by City Utilities Committee, authorizing the Commissioner of the Department of Public Works or his designee to issue a task order to Arcadis BPA Joint Venture, a joint venture for 7383A Architectural Engineering and Design Services to continue updates to the financial model cost of services evaluation and benchmarking analysis of the City of Atlanta Solid Waste Program on behalf of the Department of Public Works in an amount not to exceed $164,320.00, with all contracted work to be charged to and paid from fund department, organization, and account numbers listed herein and for other purposes.
Ms. Braswell.
The purpose of this legislation is to update the solid waste rate study to incorporate the final FY17-18 revenue and expenditures, incorporate assumptions for the FY19 budget and the rate adjustment proposals, and finalize the program assessment report. In May 2017, legislation number 17R3497 was approved for Arcadis to develop the financial model and complete the cost of service evaluation. A review of the rates had not occurred since 2003. The consultants generated a financial model, which was the basis of the rates that were presented for adoption. And City Council approved the rate increase on November 2018, Ordinance 180-1300. This legislation allows for the final updates to the model. It incorporates the changes that were made in the last iteration of the rate increase. So this allowed the department to project correctly for the next 5 years, and then our intent is to go to do a rate study every 2 years as per the legislation. So you'll see a paper like this again.
Questions, comments from the committee? I have a motion to approve by Councilmember Shook and a second by Councilmember Shepherd.
The vote is open. The vote is closed. 6 yeas, 0 nays. This item is favorable as amended.
Next item is number 7, 19R3070.
It's a resolution by City Utilities Committee authorizing the mayor to enter into amendment number 1 for FC 8688, annual contract for cleaning sewage spills inside dwellings with MNG Incorporated, doing business as Steamatic of Greater Atlanta on behalf of the Department of Watershed Management, an amount not to exceed $200,000.00. All contractor work will be charged and paid from the fund, department, organization, and account numbers listed and for other purposes.
Mr. Marks.
Aye.
Good morning. Keisha Powell, Department of Watershed Management. I didn't realize Mr. Marks had introduced herself this morning, but I just wanted to, an opportunity to introduce her again, if that's okay.
Please.
Mr. Marks is filling in for us in an interim capacity for the Deputy Commissioner for Office of Linear Infrastructure Operations. She's very familiar with the operations, had worked with the city some years ago. She's very familiar with the staff, the operations, and she has helped to train many of the folks that are getting the certification licensure. We're utilizing her through one of our consultants, so she's only committed to doing this for 4 months to allow us to recruit to get the position filled permanently, which is posted now. But she's come on board, she's fit right in, and she's doing a great job in this capacity, so I just wanted you to be aware.
Please.
And so we're addressing the contract for cleaning sewage spill. So we just need to replenish that line item. We are down to 50,000, and we need to bring that back up to 200,000. Of course, we know that the consequences would be we'll be out of compliance, and also to meet the EPD standards, and as well as the health of the citizens of Atlanta.
Yeah, Councilmember Shook.
How are we trending in terms of requiring a service like this? Are spills static, fewer, more?
How are we?
Are we experiencing an uptick in spills requiring this kind of service? Is it relatively static, fewer?
Well, of course, you know, the work and the emphasis in this area is based upon the rain, and also we are facing some climate changes that are causing the spills. But we are managing and we are addressing the spills, but when it falls over into the inside dwellings, then we do have to account for coverage.
No one disputes that. I'm just wondering. So what you're saying is we're needing services like this more because of weather events?
Well, no, but I mean, when we do have spills, we have to, and they roll into the...
We all know that when we have spills, someone like this has to go out.
Right, has to go out.
Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yes,
You're asking if we're seeing a greater frequency. And I would say, to Mr. Mark's point, we have seen an uptick in the number of spills, particularly with the December 28th event. But we also utilize this contract. We had a major issue over the weekend that required some clean out of the homes because there was a water main break caused by a contractor that flooded the homes. So that was West Wesley. So we have, the scope allows us to address those types of issues as well. But I would say overall, the spills that we have are trending down, and we've shown that data, but we had a major uptick on December 28th, and I'll give you details on that.
Appreciate the background. Move approval.
Yep. I have a motion to approve. Councilmember.
Well, I was just gonna say, if we had a contractor that caused a break, why did we have to go in and clean?
Well, it was for expediency. I think there was a discussion with the contractor that did the damage that they would procure services, but we already had this, and we do file a claim and recover all of the costs.
Oh, so we get our money back.
Yes, we absolutely
do.
So
you need to replenish this fund, but you're waiting on somebody to send you some money back.
That's correct.
Okie dokie.
A motion to approve that I'll second. Please prepare the vote.
Vote is open. The vote is closed. 5 yeas, 0 nays. This item is favorable.
Next item is number 819R3071.
It's a resolution by City Utilities Committee authorizing the mayor to enter into renewal number 2 for FC 7201, annual contract for bill print services with DataMax
Incorporated for bill printing services on behalf of the Department of Watershed Management in an amount not to exceed $525,000.00. All contracted work will be charged to and paid from the fund, department, organization, and account number listed and for other purposes.
I have a motion to approve and a second. Please prepare the vote.
The vote is open. The vote is closed. 5 yeas, 0 nays. This item is favorable. Shall you favorable?
Next item is number 9, 19R3072.
A resolution by City Utilities Committee authorizing the mayor to enter into renewal number 2 for FC 9045, Identity Verification and Assessment Services with Online Information Services, doing business as Online Utility Exchange, on behalf of the Department of Watershed Management in an amount not to exceed $50,000.00, and for other purposes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Second by Councilmember Shook.
The vote is open. The vote is closed. 6 yeas, 0 nays. This item is favorable.
Next item is number 10, 19R3073.
A resolution by City Utilities Committee authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement for FC 10469, annual contract for water distribution system rehabilitation and improvements with Reeves and Young CERM CV for system repairs and services on behalf of the Department of Watershed Management in an amount not to exceed $19,831,050.00, and for other purposes.
Mr. Marks.
Yes. The background, the purpose of this legislation is to request authorization to enter with the contractor Reeves and Young and CERM for water distribution system rehabilitation and improvement services in an amount not to exceed $19.831 million. The services under this contract will improve our system, but not limited to water main breaks, vaults, meters, detector checks, valves, services, taps, fire hydrants, and so forth. There's also a contract component for emergency response operation. These services are designed to ensure that quality performance is continuity throughout the city's water distribution system, in addition to our standards, American Water Works Association. So this is just an avenue of us to rehabilitate and to show continuous improvement to the water distribution system. So this is needed, operation, and to ensure operational reliability.
Right. You listed off several aspects of things that would be done. Are there specific projects behind that, or are those just general categories?
These are general categories of the different appurtenances that we'll be addressing, but each one will require some type of attention to a subcontract underneath this umbrella of the $19 million.
And how long do you anticipate this $19 million appropriation to last?
Well, we're looking at 3 years with 2 years one and 1 year renewal term options. So 3 years with 2 1-year renewal term options.
Continuity purposes. I appreciate Ms. Dede trying to step in every aspect, but I want to make sure that you have the most accurate information. This is a new contract. So we have had facilities contracts to do water distribution work to help supplement the work of our teams in emergencies. As in January 2018, when we saw this significant uptick to a little over 130 water main breaks. So we are keeping a facilities contract in place as we're continuing to add additional crews to our team, which we have been successful in doing, getting new crew leaders and expanding our water distribution team. But we also have plans to utilize this contract to start addressing some of our water main replacement work. We have several projects that are in design, and this would allow us to get that replacement work done as well. So that doesn't take away from the work that our crews are doing on the day-to-day operational things to address incoming service requests, water main breaks, leaks, hydrants, and those kinds of things, valves. But this does give us additional resources when we need it.
Questions, comments from the committee? A motion to approve by Councilmember Shook and a second by Councilmember Shepherd. Please prepare the vote.
The vote is open. The vote is closed. 6 yeas, 0 nays. This item is favorable.
Next item is number 1119R3082.
A resolution by City Utilities Committee authorizing the mayor to enter into a memorandum of understanding and contract item agreement with the State of Georgia Department of Transportation on behalf of the Department of Watershed Management to relocate and or adjust water valve boxes, sanitary sewer manholes, and other water-related facilities in conjunction with the State of Georgia Department of Transportation project number listed, SR 154 Memorial Drive from CS 2080 Pearl Street in Fulton County, Georgia to State Route 155 Candler Road in DeKalb County, Georgia, an amount not to exceed $725,240.70. All contract work will be charged and paid from the account numbers listed and for other purposes.
I have a motion to approve by Councilmember Shook and a second by Councilmember Shepherd. Please prepare the vote.
Close. 6 yeas, 0 nays. This item is favorable.
Great. That ends the business that we had today. Next is the public comment. Do we have anyone signed up for public comment?
Yes,
Ms. Pagnotta, you're the sole person signed up. Please come forward.
I don't know if that's an honor or not, but I'll take it.
Indeed.
Happy New Year. Hadn't seen you in a while. But anyway, I'm Gina Pagnotta Murphy. I'm the president of PACE Union, and I wanted to give an update to you. You haven't seen me, but some of you have been getting my texts of some of the past utilities committee, but I wanted to come before you personally and let you know the update, what's going on with watershed and our issues that we made some concerns with. And I wanted to give you the honor of letting you know where we are with that situation, if I will. One of the main concerns, I know in the past you saw Ken Allen, he was representing PACE on my behalf while I was out, and he wanted to talk about the main issue that PACE had was the sick building that had the potential mold. We did do the watershed, and thanks to you guys that pushed the fact that we got another inspection, and there was mold found in the building. We did receive a report. At this point, because of the mold and other potential toxic chemicals that could be involved in that, PACE is now requesting that the administration and this committee have pushed the watershed department with risk management or however that works. We would like to have a 3-year going out plan to help with the health and welfare look for these employees to be tested at least once a year, because sometimes these things can be dormant. I am aware that a few employees has already gone to risk management and was told that I have not verified it, but this is a third party information that their doctors, personal doctors, have found mold in their lungs and aspirations. So we're asking going forward that a plan or a project plan be spelled out and let us sit down and talk to how it would be done with the city going forward for 3 years. Each year the employees will be tested to make sure that their health and welfare is available. We are watching that. And that if anything comes up, that there will be not at the cost of the employee. We would like to see that executed and executed at no cost and begin immediately. We're also requesting that that building be torn down and be restructured, or at the will of however the watershed leadership see fit, that other kind of structure be made in place, brand new, or accommodate that is free of mold or anything that could cause toxic harm to our employees. That is PACE's main concern. That was our main concern in the beginning. We've been talking about this building for several years, so I commend all parties that helped us get a resolve, because we knew that there was mold in that building. I don't know who would be accountable for not following up with that in the beginning. And at this moment, it's not really an issue for me. The issue for me is that we found it and that we get these employees taken care of to the best of our ability and that the administration see fit to do so. Also, I wanted to give you an update of where we are with some of the complaints that the members came to me about they're having in watershed with leadership. We met, Pace met with Deputy COO Joshua Williams about 2 weeks ago, and we agreed. We had a nice meet and greet, and we mentioned about things that were going on, and we agreed that we would be meeting occasionally, and I can have a direct contact to him when there's something that we need to know about. Out of that meeting, I think he instructed, and I do think it was goodwill, and I appreciate it, that Ms. Andretta Butler, the deputy commissioner, contacted me, and we had a lengthy conversation, and she is the deputy commissioner, and correct me if I'm wrong, to Commissioner Keisha Powell. And we agreed to have a direct contact with anything's going forward with the employee issues that we can have a resolve with Pace. And what we've come up with, I've gotten a copy of all of the OLEO's compensations, their salaries, their increases. We discussed how it was done, how it was made. And we also talked about if I found any discrepancies. I brought this to my panel at the union to look at and see just how much discrepancy there are. If there are any discrepancies, we are going to bring it to that department to get it fixed. I kind of briefly overlooked it. Some of them are all kind of in line with each other, and there's only a few that were out of line, and I am going to be addressing that to see why that's out of line. And so we hope to get that done and repaired. Also, we're requesting that the unclassified employees that was concerned that went from classified to unclassified, that they maintain their classified rights. However, at this point, we were told that would not be possible, but it was that they will be getting overtime. If they work overtime hours, even though they are unclassified, they still will be able to get overtime hours according to the Department of Labor. They also would be respected as being exempt employees that would not have to clock in and out. That was an agreement that we made with that department. So at this time, I'm going to be prepared to give her a list of employees that are complaining that they still are being told that they have to clock in. So we're going to work through that within the next few days to eliminate that. They have a new HR person, and I think her name is Ms. Kelly or Ms. Keller, and she's going to be working with me and Ms. Andrea, but on behalf of Ms. Powell, and to make sure that we get these salaries compensation corrected. So I'm looking forward to that. And going forward, I'm requesting today that anything dealing with the employees' compensation or wages or that make changes that's out of the norm, we're requesting that we have labor management meetings with this department or their representatives that can make decisions ahead of time, and we're requesting that they have, with the help of the union, that they have the ability to communicate with these employees beforehand to give them, be transparent, and give them whatever they feel that they need to communicate. Everyone wants to know what's going on with their jobs. Everyone wants to know what's going on with their salaries. And if you're being transparent, if you're being fair, it's okay to let them know in advance this is what we're going to do, because every department has the right, and the union agrees, Pace agrees, and we accept that, has a right to reorg, do what they need the best fit for the department. But we want to make sure, we as in Pace, wants to make sure that it's done fair, equitably, and no mistreatment of employees. So right now, I'm hoping to go on a win-win on a 2019 new year. If there's any issues that we can't resolve hand forth, you will see me again. And but right now, so far, I think we're moving in a positive direction. I wanted to let you know that. And thank you for your intervention of getting this help done. And I think I practiced your name too, sir. Magzikite.
Very good. Thank you for your comments. A couple of comments back. The health and safety of our employees is our highest priority. I would like to ask the administration, the HR department, as well as Department of Watershed Management, the appropriate individuals to get back to this committee with thoughts about the plan that you requested in terms of monitoring the health and what that appropriate course of action would be going forward so that this committee can be informed about that. And I'm glad that you're having dialogue with various parties. I think that's extremely positive when we talk and sit down and share our views. I think that I'm confident we're going to work those things out. So thank you very much for doing that. Mr. Shook.
Yeah, Commissioner Jackson, I've got a question for you, if you don't mind. Wyuka Road was to have been repaved a while ago. My understanding is that it was part of a number of Atlanta Street schedule that sought and were awarded a federal match. And as we all know, the feds have their own rules and they don't move particularly quickly. And so that's a major reason why there's going to be a further delay of getting that major arterial repaved. And I was told that that batch were being packaged for bid. You do have the latest on where that stands?
Yes, sir. Good morning, council members. James Jackson, Department of Public Works. That is part of the LMIG package that's coming forward right now. And I believe that it is on the way to the committee for consideration. It had been delayed because we had some issues with our contractors. We've resolved those issues, so that package should be coming forth here in the very near future.
Okay, and just for other council members, is that Group B? What's that package called? Because that's a whole lot of streets that are on that.
There were three packages that we were bringing forward. One is LMIG from 18. Again, because we had the issues with the contractors, we didn't get it out last year, so LMIG 18 for FY 18 is going to be coming forward for completion in the spring. The package for FY 19 is going to be coming forward for completion in the summer.
Okay. Well, so am I to understand now that that road and other roads that were originally T-Splossed and Renew listed are going to be LMIG streets?
No, sir. We may be speaking past each other. If that was a project that's actually with Renew T-Splosh, then that project will probably in all likelihood be part of the package that will be coming forward and being discussed with the Deputy Chief Operating Officer with those three scenarios that we're going to be speaking with the council members about.
Okay. I just want to be sure that T-Splosh and Renew Streets are not now going to be in lieu of the normal LMIG process.
Oh, no, they will not. The local maintenance projects will be coming forward.
Okay. So again, to get back to my bid question, what's the status of that?
As I shared, council member, that package has already been completed or prepared and should be coming forward here within the very near future.
Okay. So could you please send me anything you have that I can pass on to the people who are preparing to do me in so that I can pass along some proof that what the city says is going on is going on? I need something that says, because I can no longer say, well, I've been told this. We're in year 2.5 of this now.
Sure. We'll get that to you today.
Okay. Now, if these streets are to be done in the summertime, late spring, early summer, the ones that are in dire condition, like Wyuka Road, will not make it. It's the wintertime. It's a heavy rainfall time. We know we're going to have one or two freezes, probably get a little snowfall, and that's going to accelerate the deterioration of that street. Now, I've asked you on several occasions to respond about whether or not and how you're going to go out there and aggressively spot, repair, and patch as necessary so that the street's going to make it till next summer. And I have, forgive me if you sent a response that I didn't see, but I rechecked this morning and we hadn't gotten anything.
And council member, if we have not, then forgive me for that oversight. We've received quite a few requests for roads that are in that very same condition. I will look again when I get back to the office, and we will get you something today on that.
Okay, and I'm sure you are hearing from a lot of people. I will be as competitive as I need to be in order to make sure that my case is heard. Thank you.
Sure.
Councilmember Hillis.
Commissioner Jackson, I had a few questions also for you. If you may or may not heard, we have had some unfortunate pedestrian deaths in District 9 last week, and one of the contributing factors cited in the accident report was the outage of A Street light. And upon my investigation, I went out and found about 15 plus street lights that were out. And I know the general rule of thumb, I believe, is if they're on metal poles, they're the city's. If they're on wooden poles, they're Georgia Power's. I believe these all were Georgia Power's. Not asking you to speak for Georgia Power, but do you know, is it just for repair of those street lights? Is it just up to the public to report those, or do we do anything proactive to check for streetlight outages? And if you know, again, not asking you to speak for them, does Georgia Power have any monitoring, I guess, software? Because, you know, when the power goes out of our houses, they can say, oh, well, 123 Main Street lost power. Do you know if they have that technology available for the streetlights?
Councilmember Hillis, thank you for that question. All of those lights that you reported have been repaired. And what we have asked, what the Deputy Chief Operating Officer has asked for as a result of learning of that situation, was that we get an assessment both from internally on our own streetlights, a quarterly or periodic assessment of the condition of our streetlights, as well as an assessment from Georgia Power. And as recently as this morning, I sent a message requesting a report to that effect.
I greatly appreciate that. And to your point, yes, someone did go out the next day and repair all of those streetlights, so it's very bright now on Jackson Parkway. My other question, there's a number of kind of issues on Marietta Boulevard, and I'd just like to get with you or some of your staff after the meeting and talk about that. We may need to do a site visit or something. Okay. Thank you.
Councilmember Shepherd.
Commissioner Jackson, in following the streetlights, I was at a meeting last week in High Point where they were asking some of the same questions in terms of do you all have people going out in the evening looking at streetlights, or is it how do you respond to where you know where streetlights are out?
Well, to this point, Council Member, what we've done is we've responded via the service requests that have come in through ATL 311 or directly mm-hmm. to the department. But again, to the point that I made with Council Member Hillis, the Deputy Chief Operating Officer is now asking for a periodic report, which means we will have to go out and assess our streetlights, as well as asking Georgia Power to do likewise.
Now, who goes out? Does Public Works go out, or do Georgia Power go out? Do
both.
Y'all refer it over to Georgia
both
Power?
Both, depending upon whose lights there are. We will be asking for a report. Georgia Power has over 36,000 lights here in the city, and we have as many as up to 10,000. So we both will be actually conducting a periodic assessment of the streetlights within our respective areas.
So the other thing, going back to what Mr. Schick was talking about in terms of the LMIG in sending out a report in terms of the update of where we are with that, could you just, because of what's happening right now with these public hearings and stuff, and there shouldn't be any confusion, maybe you should send a list to all the council members of literally, you know, what is on the LMIG list for 2017-18 and what's being proposed for 2019. So as we're having getting ready to go out and have these T-SPLOST hearings, in scenario 1, 2, and 3, we don't get that confused.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you send it out to all council members?
We'll do that.
I think it'll be helpful. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments from the committee? Great. Seeing no other business, I think that we are adjourned. Appreciate it.